It's a family month, actually. But it's not a marriage month. It's a family month. And family is actually beyond marriage. But marriage is the beginning of a family. So, I'm going to be speaking this morning on family, God's agenda. Family, God's agenda. Family is God's project, not man's project. That God has to use man to accomplish. So man must be careful. Very, very careful. I believe very strongly that when we get back to heaven, that's going to be part of what we're going to give account of. It's God's projects. It's not your projects. It's not my projects. It's God's projects. And any project that is God's project, you must understand that God is watching. Because God will not want his project to fail. Family is not your project, it is God's project. So be careful what you do in the family. God project through marriage. Let me read from remind you of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, compare him to him. Whatever God says is not good can never be good. Of course, in life, some people, maybe they're not going to be married for reasons. God knows how to sort everybody out. He is God. He is the Almighty. He is God. But the majority of the people, they can be in this category. Of course, some people choose not to marry, some people by reason, different reasons in life. He said, it is not good that man should be alone. Whatever God says is not good, cannot be good though. So, now what is the beginning of a successful family? Let's go also to Genesis chapter 2 for verse 21. Beginning of a successful family. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Every man must have that testimony about their wife. Very, very important. That testimony is important. Taken out of man. When something is taken out of you, there is a way you respond. There's a way you treat something that is taken out of you. There is a way. God is part of you. That's the meaning. Now, after Adam said that to God, because she was taken out of man, verse 24. Therefore, now what is taken out of here? Are you not going to go and look for it? Hello? Answer me. What is taken out? Will you not look for it? You have to go and look for it anyway. He said, therefore shall a man. Is a man has to go and look for it. That is why men chase women. That is why it is men that chase women. They are looking for that bone of their bone. That's what they are looking for, actually. A man shall leave his father and his mother and be looking for what is lost. He must look for it. And that's why the Bible says that findeth what? A wife. He looked and found. He that findeth a wife, he said, findeth a good thing. Now, when something is taken from you, you find it. Is it not a good thing? It's a good thing. And obtained what? Favor. Now you become complete. When you found it. Now, there's a difference between some people, they didn't find wife, or they found some woman. But if you find wife, but you are the one that look for it. That is the challenge I have with some people. I didn't marry the right person. Are you? Did they blindfold you? Are you not the one that said you look for something? You say it's not right again. No, you must take responsibility. And that's where I'm going to. The life that we live in, there are challenges in life. Yes or no? Answer me. Yes or no? Will you get out of life? Who wants to get out? There's only one way out. Can you go out? Is God dead? Life is challenging. Nobody wants to live. Who told you marriage will not be challenging? Somebody grew up somewhere else, you grew up somewhere else. And we are creatures of habits. So you both came together. What do you think is going to happen? She's not a robot. If you marry a machine, it's a different ballgame. You press it, you press it, you press it. Somebody has feelings, has everything. It's coming from somewhere. They're idiosyncrasies. There's a way they train them. What are you talking about? Did you not know that you saw all those things before you got married? But they say love is blind. When you got married, your eyes is open. It's okay. If love has to be blind. But when you get into marriage, do you know how? Your eyes will be open. We fall in love. We rise up in marriage. Marriage is where you rise up. You know, when you are cutting, everything is okay. No, it's okay. I hope you are not that I came late. No. Even if you come late for the next 2 hours, I'm here. When you get married, you become angry. So you are a fake. The fake that has affected you, manage the fake together. You fake yourself. I keep asking people, have you seen a lady outside that is not looking pretty, beautiful? No, because people are fake. It is fake that we respond to, actually, when you are leaving your house. You didn't clean your room, you did not do anything, you did not sweep. Maybe some people are not even washing their underwear very well. No problem. No, I'm not saying you. I said maybe some people. Who is opening mouth now? I don't know. Maybe some people are dirty. But when you are going out, you are a fake. You put in your best. Put powder, you put everything. Are you not a fake? What are you doing? Your room is not well kept. You don't know how to wash plates in the kitchen. You didn't tidy up your house. And when you are going out, you must. And somebody that sees you outside. Baby, only. Only. So, no problem. Let me tell you something. Men like to respond to fake. You don't know. That is who we are. The Bible says, God, men look at the outward appearance. If somebody is very, very neat, very clean lady, very everything, and she's not looking well, the woman here. Even if she's original. So we respond to face. That is who we are as men. Don't fake anybody. You men, most of the thing you responded to is figure. Look at the shape. Look at this one. That was what you responded to. You are not talking about character, most of us. So it's when you got married that you find character. What do you happen to you? Eti gongpa. Honestly speaking. So we tend to be giving excuses. Are you not the one that took the decision? You saw it. And you said it doesn't matter. You saw those weaknesses. It was not hidden from you. You choose to go ahead. And later you are not complaining about what? Therefore, you took the decision. You are not blindfolded. You are not hypnotized. You know what happened? You were drunk with love, which is okay. But you're already married. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Either way, don't complain. All this one that you are talking about. Life is not a bed of roses, including life that you're living. It's not easy. So everything has to be worked out. You work it out. Even salvation must be worked out. So how will you not work out your family? Even salvation that is free must be worked out. Now, look at it. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and join to, and they shall become one flesh. They were both naked, man and his wife. They were not ashamed. That is the secret. Now, one flesh. they are one flesh. Immediately they become two, there's a division, there is trouble. They live and they become one flesh. You know the meaning of one flesh? What's he gone? But don't forget the fact that marriage is the beginning of a family. And there has to be something that has to take us to be married. That is why you say, men, what they are looking for. Children are here. I can't talk. No, there's something that men are looking for. I won't tell you, but you know it. That's what men are looking for. So, but either you like it or not, too, that thing that you are looking for that is enjoyable, that is what that is what gets you to be married. If there's no enjoyment in marriage, who will be married? Nobody will be married. So God understands what he did. So therefore, either you like it or not, family is God's agenda. And a man and a woman that come together, there is something that you enjoy. Praise the Lord. So, you must come together naked and not be ashamed. Now, what is the requirement for a successful family? And this is not negotiable. Now, I didn't say a successful marriage, but marriage has to be successful for family to be successful. What is the requirement of a successful family? Visionary leadership. What did I say? I didn't say, you see, there's a difference between both of you are married, but you want to raise a family. So if your consciousness of raising a family is not there from the beginning, you are going to be concentrating on yourself. You won't be able to take anything. You will just concentrate on yourself and miss it. So you're going to miss the point. You are married for what? To raise a family. And when you want to raise a family, there must be a, when I say leadership, in a family, the father and the mother, they are the leaders. You have to have a vision for the family. That's what makes you go on. That's what sustains you. That is what makes you take some of the things that you will naturally not take. That is where you patience comes in. Because of the vision of the family. If you don't have the vision as couple, there is no vision, it will be difficult for your marriage to work. Let me read to you from the book of Habakkuk. Vision. Chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart. Now, look at it. You know we are believers. What do you do? What do you get vision? When you are married, you and your wife, what do you do? Set myself on the rampart. I can't talk to you about prayers. Who will give you a vision for your family? What you don't know how to pray? You and your husband, you and your wife. Set myself to pray for the family, for the children yet unborn. Set myself to pray, to believe God for them. When we got married, I told my wife, I said, I have a plan. I told her the plan. She bought into it. Believe God for 3 children. 3. And 2 boys. And the boys must come first. The girl must come last. Vision. I said 3. I said, the boys, I want them to come first. The girl must come last. We agreed. Vision. Now, if you have a vision for 3 children, right? Are you not going to take care of them? So that vision for 3 children affects everything about your life. So the vision for 3 children, am I going to carry 0 in my own womb? Do I have a womb to carry them? Who will carry 3 children? That vision of 3 children affects the way I'm treating her. From the onset. If, God forbid, people beat their wife and they have miscarriage, will one of the children not go? Vision make you compliant. That is why the Bible says without vision, my people are what? They are destroyed. They've gone into captivity. You can slap your wife. You can do anything. Have you not seen men and women who are fighting and the woman have miscarriage? They care less about the children now. My wife was making jest of me this morning. Please don't laugh. Have mercy on me. Promise me that you will not laugh. In the car this morning, she was making jest of me. You know what happened? Now, sorry, honestly, it happened. I was in the labor room when they brought Abami out. So I immediately brought him out, saw the boy. And I went to the woman that did this. My wife told me it was like this. She was still pregnant. I said, when is her tummy going to go down? They said, get out. I said, the tummy has not gone down. I thought the tummy would go there immediately. So immediately they brought Abami out. I looked at the tummy. I said, it seems as if something is still here. I told her, they brought the baby out. He said, but Tommy has not gone down. What are we going to do? She said she wanted to send me out of the ward. Now, because I was not experienced, no problem at all. So what I'm saying to you is the fact that when you have a vision affects your behavior. Vision affects what you can take, what vision affects your conduct. Look at it. And what you see, what you will say to me, and what I will answer when I'm corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablet. Every vision of a family must be written well understood by everybody. I'm coming there. That he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. You have a vision, and the vision must include everybody. Even your children yet unborn. Told my wife, this is what I think. I will do this. When the children are grown, we will be here. Vision. It's for an appointed time. Vision for your family. Your children, what do you want them to become in life? Not become as in what they will do, as in strictly how you will guide them. Appointed time. But it must be well communicated. You know, when our children were in maybe secondary school, we started having family meetings. Meetings. Anything that we want to do, we have to discuss it. And we all agree. I'm talking about as in agreement. They contribute. Sometimes I got shocked at what they will say when we are discussing issues of life. We were all together. It's on a dining table. We all ever have meetings. This is what we are doing next. Till tomorrow, you know what happened? Every one of us, we understand the vision. All of us, see today. Daddy, remember that we said this. Remember that we said this. This is where we are. Everybody still understand the vision. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Vision affects everything. I'm still coming there. Now, must have for family leadership, daddy and mommy. This is what you must have it. Daddy and mommy. Must have. In fact, this is non-negotiable. Leadership, daddy and mommy. I'm not talking about one husband, one wife. I'm talking about both of you, daddy and mommy. Leadership. Must have. You must have it. Both of you. It's not a function of my husband is not my wife. No way. Both of you. Both of you must be responsible. Not one of you. We are talking about the family. Both of you must be responsible. What is responsibility? Do what is expected of you. You choose the right thing to do, and you are accountable. Responsibility, both of you. Daddy and mommy, because you constitute the leadership. You are the leader of the family, both of you. Responsible, both of you. Not one person, not the man, both of you must be responsible. Husband and wife, daddy and mommy, when you are going to grow a family, you must be responsible, both of you. Number two, both of you must be disciplined. Self-discipline. What is discipline? It is doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it. How on earth should I be asking my family for respect? How on earth? How on earth will I be asking? It's not possible. Ask again. Me, what are you talking about? After I've been married for how many years? Ah, Abba. It is not one person, not this one that you are talking, husband and wife. Hey, we did this. We do. No way! It is lack of vision that makes us to be talking about, what are you talking about? It is for a family. And you know what happened? What is it that you must not be able to give for your family? All this, God, this one, not this one. You are talking, you want to build a family? You want the children to emulate you, to think about you? You want to succeed in a family? You must have the capacity. In your Latin, ni afaramo, afaragba. You must be very patient, long-suffering. It's not cheap to build a family. Every project that God has, the enemy wants to fight it. Husband and wife must be disciplined. Number three. Both of you must be reliable and dependable. Both of you. Reliable God, oh, dependable God, oh, only you can do what? Do you know that we are like gods to our children? Yes or no? Nah, they believe us like God. Because they are looking up to us. It's like, if daddy says anything, it must happen. If mommy says anything, even if you don't have any, they believe you. At least when they were growing. Now they know your secret. So, they know your worth. They know everything. Now they believe you. Now, let me tell you a few synonyms of being reliable. You are good. You are authentic. You are truthful. You are trustworthy. You are genuine. You are definitive. You are impeccable. Synonyms of reliability. You are reliable. And but please come and help me. Just imagine. Just imagine. Is it me that will be carrying one girl somewhere? Abba. A vision of a family. Does that, it's not part of it. It could only can't enter. When there is no vision, my people are destroyed. Everything takes away when a man doesn't have vision. It's vision that keeps you, that puts you in check. Vision guards you. Vision guides you. Vision supports you. Vision lifts you up. Vision increases you. You have to be reliable. And dependable. What is to be dependable? Dependable means we have said what we will do. When we said we will do it, in the best way we can. To be dependable. You must be dependable. is a must to build a family. Hello, church. Is it hard work? Answer me, yes or is it hard work? Is it hard work? That is when you will understand the place of sacrifice. You don't know sacrifice. You want to build a family. You must understand sacrifice. What is me? Meke. Me is not in existence. Me, long, long. Number four, you must be a good manager of funds and resources. To be a successful family, you must be a good manager of funds and resources. You know what happened? You don't want to run your family bankrupt. The decisions you make matters. What you buy? What do you choose not to buy? I remember many years ago, you know, anything we want to do. So, I thought I saw a car somewhere and I took my children there, wanted to buy it for my wife as a surprise for her birthday. So, and I was thinking of buying a car there. And I told them to look up for the car online. My son asked me a question. How did he say, Dad, are you sure you want to buy that car now? I said, why not? He gave me reason. In fact, the thing came out from my mind. The reason he gave me, I must not buy that car. Manager of fund and resources so that your family will not run bankrupt. Decisions you make, the investment, you must be conscious of your family in every money that comes to your hand. You know what we do? They know. It's like a joint fund, everything that we are spending from the beginning. And it's who needs it most that spend it. Who needs it most? When they have to go to school, every other thing has to stay for them to go to school because it's time bound. They will forever be grateful to God for it. They tell us all the time. Time bound. We halted everything. And they know. How can I be demanding? Can we be demanding for respect and honor? Is that possible? We have to display everything by excellence. Yeah. That is who a father is and a mother. That's a man of God. Manager of funds and resources. You manage it to the benefit of everybody. When you don't have, they know that you don't have. You can't go and be giving somebody outside, give one gift to somebody outside. It's ridiculous. And your family, they're suffering. You can't be enjoying and travel and be sleeping in your hotel, your family. No way! Hello? I said hello. Hello? Manager must be a good manager of funds and resources. And both of you, somebody knows how to manage far more than the other. Husband and wife, you must understand who is the best manager. And the person that is better is the one to manage the fund. Number five. Be teachable. We'll be closing very soon. Now, what is teachability? To the leader of a family, man and woman, what is it to be teachable? You must be willing to listen to yourselves as a family. And as in listen to yourselves, all of you, you are not right about everything because nobody is. You listen to yourselves. You give your points and you listen to their points. And you take informed decision. You know, when our son was in
Was it 200 levels or something? He said, Daddy, you know what? I said, what? He said, this course, I'm thinking of changing my course. I said, okay, I listen. I listen. Because you know I love fashion. I said, very good. You know I do fashion. You must love it. I said, so because I'm, I say, you know what? I said, listen to me. I said, I said, in life, when you start something, you don't finish it. Eh? The thing carry, you carry the thing over. I said, finish one first. I said, when you finish, you won't finish alone, no, you must get a job. And when you get a job and you now want to go and do the other one, you will now go and do it. Now he has finished, he has gotten a job. He's not thinking about going to do that one now. But I didn't command it. Oh, you command what? You are teachable. You are approachable. They can talk to you. For example, yesterday, our daughter turned 25 yesterday. You know, we knew what you were doing. Okay, this guy is coming. We are going for this one. We have him. We'll just be natural. I don't know what this we are enforcing some of these things. Though. It's supposed to be natural. It just flows. Can you imagine? Do you know that? Let me tell you something. I keep telling my wife, do you know I listen to you more than you listen to me? No, my wife used to tell me something. She said, I have to watch what I tell you because you listen to me a lot. Eh? I listen to my wife. And you don't only my wife, I listen to people. I want to listen to my staff in the fact, when I want to do something, I take it to them. And I listen to their opinion. Sometimes I change my mind on the spot because they have a better opinion. So you know what? I've grown by listening to people. That is one of the greatest secrets I have. I'm very too teachable. If I'm going this direction, you tell me, no, don't let us go in this direction. I will ask a few questions. I say, why not? If I listen to you, will you not listen to me? Will you not listen to me? You will listen to me. Hello? Hello? Now, number C, be compassionate. Compassion. Every leader of family, you must be compassionate. In fact, you must be compassionate to almost everybody around you. Plus including your driver, plus including your housemate, plus including everybody, your children will learn it. You are compassionate. You have an enlarged heart. Oh, your helper at home, you are compassionate. Your children can see it. Who you are. You don't have to. They naturally flow into your compassion. What is compassion? True compassion is not only to feel others' pain, but also to help them to relieve the pain for comfort. That is to be compassionate. Last but not the least, you must be role models for your family. Man and woman, the leaders. Husband and wife, you must be role models. The Bible says, let this mind be in you. Just imagine. He didn't tell us to do something that had not been done by God, which was also in Christ Jesus. He taught it in Rob, he taught we equal with God. But he became obedient unto death, death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted me. He said, if you want to God, let this mind be in you. Role model. True role models are those who possess the quality that we would like to have. And those who have affected us in a way that makes us want to be better people. Our children must want to be like us. Naturally. Role models. My brother, my sister. We are all in this project, even up to now. And nothing is ever late. But what I want to say to you this morning is this. Can we begin to see family beyond ourselves? Can we begin to see family beyond our interest?
Can we begin to see family beyond our little, what did he do to me? That is mundane. What should you not be able to sacrifice for your family? What should you not be able to take? You know, you explain yourself. That is it. It's about the family. The Lord will help us. I can't hear you. I said the Lord will help us. In the name of Jesus. You know, it's a family month. And it's not a marriage, whatever. But marriage is a prelude to the family. But please, please, and please, I want to encourage us. You know what? If you stay long in it, you will enjoy a family life. Oh, you will enjoy family life. You will enjoy family life. Oh, there are so many things that we don't have to do again. You will enjoy family life. If you stay long in it and work it, there could be challenges. Now, some of the young couples I talked to quite a number of them. I was just talking to some of them in Power Place yesterday. They don't understand that they are teething problems. They happen. But when you have a vision that is bigger than you and greater than you, you are able to be, what is the right word? To be able to sustain it, to retain it, and later in life. He said the vision is for an appointed time. Even though it tarry, say wait for it. Because at the end of it, we speak. If you don't have a vision for your family, please, you have to have it. I want us to rise to appreciate God this morning. Is God faithful? Is God faithful? Is God good? Is God wonderful? Is God excellent? Let me tell you, whatever you want now, God can still do it. Just speak to God this morning as we close. You can talk to God about your family. Vision. Vision. When you have a vision for your family, later in life, you can even become a dynasty. Yeah. Vision. You have to have it. It affects everything. Everything, the vision affects everything. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father in heaven, this morning, we are grateful and we are thankful. Lord God of heaven, once you have spoken to us, we heard that all power belongs to you. I pray this morning, Lord God of heaven, for everyone under the sound of my voice and people that are watching us online, Lord, please bless our families. Father, bless our families. Let our children be greater than us. Let them be better than us in every way in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God of heaven, I pray in the name of Jesus that husband and wife, they will love each other more. In the name of Jesus, every handwriting of the enemy in any family, we cancel in the name of Jesus. We say, henceforth, no man will trouble us, for we bear the mark of the Lord. We worship your majesty. In Jesus' name we pray.